Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at an article called Email Marketing Reimagined: How Your CRM Drives Revenue Through Intelligent Campaigns by Brett Allegray Wood.
And if you've been running email campaigns for any length of time, you might feel like you've already tried everything. But the argument here cuts at something specific that most businesses are still getting wrong. The central idea is this. Most businesses treat their CRM as a glorified contact database and their email platform as a completely separate tool. Brett's argument is that the gap between those two systems is where revenue leaks out.
Because the data in your email tool is always a bit stale. Segmentation drifts, and by the time a campaign goes out, the context has already changed.
The article makes the point that having everything in one place matters in three specific ways. Personalization that goes beyond first name tokens, automation triggers tied to verified sales and support events, and reporting, where revenue signals and campaign metrics live in the same system.
That third one is the one most businesses underestimate.
And the article gives concrete examples on the personalization side, recommending products based on a customer's recent service interactions, or adjusting offers depending on which franchise territory they're in. That's contextual messaging, and it's meaningfully different from a generic blast.
It lands differently with the recipient too. So what campaign types is Brett actually recommending?
He breaks it into five: welcome sequences tailored by lead source and qualification data, abandonment and recovery campaigns triggered by behavioral signals, stalled deals, incomplete bookings, reactivation campaigns for dormant customers with graded incentives based on previous purchases.
That's the revenue sitting in your existing database that most businesses just leave there.
Then upsell and cross-sell campaigns built on actual transaction history, recommending the logical next purchase at the exact moment a customer is most likely to act. And for franchises and multi-location businesses, localized campaigns that match local promotions and compliance requirements.
The bot section is where I'd expect a skeptical owner to raise an eyebrow. Voice bots, conversation bots, sales bots, reactivation bots. It sounds like a lot to manage.
Brett's answer is that the implementation is built for speed. Pre-built templates, onboarding playbooks, industry-specific funnels. The article says teams can be sending revenue-focused campaigns in weeks, not months. And because CRM, email, bots, automation, funnels, and community features all sit under one subscription, you're not managing a sprawling stack of separate tools.
That matters. A lot of businesses I know are paying for three or four separate platforms that don't properly talk to each other. The cost adds up, and so do the errors.
And the errors compound the attribution problem, which is probably the most important practical argument in the article. When your campaigns are disconnected from your sales data, you're estimating impact rather than measuring it.
Open rates, click rates, you're hoping it's working.
Whereas Brett says the priority KPIs should be pipeline sourced, opportunities created, closed revenue attributed to campaigns, and campaign profitability after promotional costs. Because revenue signals and campaign metrics are in the same system, that attribution becomes automatic.
And sales and marketing are looking at the same numbers, which removes a huge amount of friction between the two teams.
It removes the blame too. The question of whether campaigns are converting or leads are poor stops being a departmental argument and becomes something you can answer with data.
There's also a deliverability angle worth flagging, because getting into the inbox matters as much as what the email actually says.
Brett covers that as well. The platform includes authentication tools, SPF, DKIM, DMARC, suppression lists, and segmentation hygiene. And the revenue bots feed back into this. Satisfied customers leaving reviews improve sender reputation over time because engagement rates go up and spam complaints go down.
So the bots aren't just for capturing leads. They're improving the technical health of the whole email program.
Right. So if someone's listening and thinking about where to start this week, Brett's starting point is to centralize your data first. Get your contacts into the CRM with the right fields mapped. Then activate conversation bots so new leads go straight into targeted email flows. And within the first month, run a reactivation sequence on your dormant contacts.
That's where the quick revenue sits. People who already know you and just went quiet.
For the first quarter, pick two measurable goals, one acquisition-focused and one retention-focused. Tie your campaigns to pipeline stages so attribution is accurate from day one.
My takeaway is that attribution piece. If you can't see which campaigns are actually driving closed revenue, fix that first. Everything else builds on it.
Full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this working in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there.
See you in the next one.